Freaks, it's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Coming up on the program today, gamers want big fat Asian asses and more tit meat in their AAA titles. Plus, drinking a steaming hot cup of bug larva, and the bitch is back. The drag queen who served time in Congress is now serving face on Cameo. Distorted View Daily proudly presents another Devin Sweeney confession.
Back when I was 14 years old, my first year of grade 9. See, after high school, I really had to go pee. And I didn't know where the washrooms was in my high school the first year of grade 9. So I ran outside and went to go pee on the school property outside. And a teacher caught me and she was like, Devin, go inside to use the washroom. You can't pee outside of the school property. Because I was going to pee in the parking lot. But honestly, I don't know why those teachers just didn't let me go pee. Like I would have if a student had to go pee badly enough. So I found out the washrooms were on the top floor. So as I was running up to use the washroom up the stairs, I pissed myself. I pissed myself mad, bitches. Pee was everywhere. And then I was walking home and I had to take a bus in pissy fucking pants. And then one of my best friends sat beside me and said, hey, what's up, Devin? How's your day going? And I was like, oh, good. Even though deep down inside, I wanted to tell him I pissed my fucking self first year of grade 9. Like, bitch, please. Okay, bye!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Tim Henson back here with you for your Tuesday episode of DV. Have a fantastic one for you today. Guys, you know I love nudity in all its forms. As a matter of fact, the more grotesque that nudity is, the more I love it. I'm different that way. Show me some real mangled genitalia and I'm a happy camper. That's mainly due to self-conditioning, always looking for good content for this podcast, and, you know, disfigured sex freak sells sideshow subscriptions by the seashore. Oh, it's almost a tongue twister there. In my personal life, nudity in media really plays a small, almost insignificant part in my life. And the only reason I'm saying this is because for some people, apparently, it's a huge deal, especially when it comes to video games. Now, I'm just speaking for myself here, but I would never decide to buy a video game or not purchase a video game based on if there's tits in it. Show the tits, cover the tits up, don't give a fuck. The one exception, of course, is Mario Kart. I'm not buying another Mario Kart title unless we get to see Birdo's titties or maybe Yoshi's cloaca. Some of you who are not video game connoisseurs might say, Tim, Birdo would have the cloaca because, you know, she's a bird. Her name is Birdo. Yoshi's a dinosaur. A dinosaur doesn't have cloacas. Oh, you're so wrong, though. First of all, Birdo shoots eggs from her nose. Her nose is technically a cloaca, and we see that in the game. Now, I want to know what's going on downstairs, in between the legs. But more importantly, I think she's hiding some pretty B/C cup somewhere in there. You know, upstairs, I'm talking about. Free them puppies, Birdo. Yoshi, on the other hand, lays eggs. So he's got some interesting downstairs equipment that I'm curious about. Come on, Nintendo, give us what we want.
What we demand.
A AAA title with XXX content. You may say, Tim, that's implausible. Nintendo would never make such a sleazy title. I say this, though. Where else are you going to take this series? It's the same thing every time. It's a very basic racing game. You go around a track. You get some power-ups. They haven't really innovated since Mario Kart Double Dash. There's nothing left for Nintendo to do except start flashing badge. Stranger things have happened. Now, today, I am not here, really, to talk about Mario Kart. That's just another patented Tim Henson digression. Apologize. I am here to discuss the new video game release, Stellar Blade. Sounds edgy and sharp. Well, the culture wars have come for yet another video game, and this started when Stellar Blade was announced. or at least they started showing footage from the game, basement-dwelling sexless incels were salivating at how skimpy the main character's outfits were. I've noticed gamers hate the idea of playing as a female character unless their tits are out. Then they love it. So the first thing that happened was, you know, this game was announced. It showed, I don't know if they showed butthole. I don't know how explicit this game really was going to be. But immediately, a certain segment of the crowd got on YouTube and was like, ha-ha, finally, a game that really is gonna stick it to the woke mob. They're gonna hate this. They're already freaking out!
Stellar Blade continues to break the minds of the woke games journalist out there, and it's only going to get worse from here on out, because Stellar Blade is about to release and they are going to lose their minds because so many people are going to love the game, play the game, it's going to sell extremely well, and they're going to continue to come up with nonsensical headlines like this that we can continue to roast.
The headline that he wants to roast is from The Gamer. The headline reads, Stellar Blade's uncensored release shouldn't be a cause for celebration. Shift Up, who is the publisher, developer, I guess, has confirmed that every single version of Stellar Blade will be uncensored. But what does that even mean? The article isn't even, quote unquote, being woke. I'm not sure what there is to roast about this article. The author isn't upset about the titties or content. As a matter of fact, the author has already played the game, at least the demo, and they liked it so much, they put their own money down to buy the full game. The criticism, and I think that the implication is, the developer and maybe the publisher is making a big deal about saying that this game's going to be uncensored, just to hype it up and make it seem like it's something that's really titillating. You've never seen a game like this, but I promise you, it's going to be uncensored. That article that the YouTuber wants to roast for being woke says, quote, to celebrate that something is released uncensored is to imply that there was something worthy of censorship in the first place. And when it comes to Stellar Blade, I'm unsure where exactly that assumption is coming from. It's already blatantly showing off the main character's body, while the violence in the trailers and demo seem no worse than most, you know, other games out there. The implication is that these horned up video gamers are being played. You're doing exactly what these companies want you to do. Let me continue on with this short clip. The YouTuber is reading from the article.
Shift Up has confirmed that every single version of Stellar Blade will be uncensored. But what does that mean? What does that mean? So this Jade King person that wrote this article, this nonsensical article, essentially asking for more censorship because, oh my gosh, gamers can't be celebrating when a game is going to be completely uncensored upon its release in all regions. Imagine actually having a problem with that.
I didn't really get that from the article when I read it.
In it because it looks awesome, it's fun, and there's a very attractive woman that's in the lead role. And that's not a bad thing. They can't tell the truth about that because, of course, they can't. So they have to spin it and twist it and move the goalpost.
I don't even know what the hell he's talking about here. The author's excited for the game, purchased the game with their own money. They just want to know, like, what does it mean that it's uncensored? Because it doesn't seem like it's any worse or different than most of the games out there. Okay, whatever. What I really want to illustrate here, and believe me, I'm against censorship too. Free the dong, that's what I say. I don't even know that it's a huge problem in the video game world. I mean, Cyberpunk 2077, that's got dick and tits and twally all over the place, right? Ass. It's not unheard of. But the other thing is, like, does it really add anything to the game? This is where, like what I said earlier, where it's like, I don't base my decisions on like if I'm going to buy a game. Like if Cyberpunk 2077 came out and said, you know what, we're not going to include the male nudity for the, you know, 10 seconds that it's there in the game. It doesn't really add anything. Plus, it takes up too many polygons. It slows systems down or whatever. You know, the physics of the cock flipping and flopping. We could, you know, better allocate those, that memory, RAM or whatever. I'd be like, whatever. Who the fuck cares? Especially because it doesn't really, it's not part of the game, the story. We can move, we can progress without seeing the man's penis. Anyway, you know, he goes on. And
I'm going to repeat myself one more time like I have many times. Games journalists do not like video games. They do like, they hate video game culture and they hate gamers. They despise you.
Okay. So it's a lot of grievances there. this all took place before Stellar Blade was released. How are things going now, you may ask? Not great. The very same people who were applauding this developer are now boycotting, creating petitions, and demanding refunds. Why? Because in the finished game, the main character isn't showing as much cleavage. I have a 15-minute compilation video here of gamers bitching, moaning, and whining that they ain't getting enough of the good stuff in the Stellar Blade game.
Hello, my name is Michael Lyon, and I bought a PS5 because I wanted to play Stellar Blade. I was promised that this game would be no censorship, unedited, unraw, just
God, what a fucking moron. Unraw.
Raw.
Okay, that's the opposite of what you want to say. But yes, go on.
Ship, unedited, unraw, just a great, amazing, even a Game of the Year contender. I think that it's not fair and okay that Sony has decided to censor the game, especially right at the release date. I think that's false advertising. I think that's not fair to the developer Shift Up.
These gamers don't know who to blame, right? They think it's Sony, who basically just published the game. The company that developed it is Shift Up. Now, they've come out. Shift Up has come out and said, this is how we wanted the game to look and to operate. This is us doing this. I know it's hard to convey this on an audio podcast, but I was looking at the changes, like what people are upset with. In one article, I think from Forbes, outlined and showed some pictures, a couple of the game's dozen outfits for Eve, the main character, were seemingly changed in minor ways. The main costume in question, a bunny-style swimsuit, which added a tiny bit of lace on the chest and a small amount of coverage in the hips. You can still see plenty of hips. She looks the same. There's just a tiny bit more skin showing. I'll include a photo, like a comparison, on the show notes so you can see for yourself. Another costume had a bit of netting added to the chest area. A couple more may or may not have barely visible differences. According to the article here, there are dozens of other outfits that haven't been changed and are just as revealing, specifically in those areas. So, like, you know, the one outfit that may have a little more coverage now on the chest, right? That's an example of one that's been changed. But then there are other outfits in the game that show a lot of tit, right? A lot of cleavage. These gamers, though, are unhappy. They say any amount of changes like this should be considered censorship and is worthy of a boycott. I mean, how much fucking time do you have on your hands? I took a few seconds before I could even spot the differences in the outfit. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess the bikini is covering a little more. Now, I have not played the game, so I'm only going by what's in these articles, but it really does seem like not much has changed. Not enough for an entire petition and demands for refunds and 15 minutes worth of gamers complaining about, like, recording themselves saying shit like this.
Abby getting railed in Last of Us 2. Good. Asian character in a game with too much cleavage. Ooh, can't have that.
I think he's saying that the character in The Last of Us is ugly, so it's okay for her to get fucked. But, you know, this is a character that he wants to masturbate to, and he's not getting enough cleavage.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. I would wish the video games to go back to what they used to back then when I was a kid. No censorship. I hate censorship in general. They're trying to ruin everything. Thank you. Support this.
It's weird seeing these guys hyper-focus on an outfit, you know?
Please Shift Up. Please. Please uncensor Stellar Blade. Games would be fun that way. Oh, boy.
How is the game less fun? I don't get it. I seriously don't get it. Just change the outfit into something more revealing that shows off more tits. So I'm sorry, her main outfit only shows partial tit. It's harder for them to jerk off to because they got to go find an outfit.
Abby from The Last of Us, Cyberpunk, Baldur's Gate, full frontal nudity, full jiggle physics, full hardcore sex scenes, not an ounce of it censored.
You got to give that man his jiggle physics. He's dying over here.
Stellar Blade, 17 costumes. 17 were censored and added mesh to different areas so that they didn't show too much ass. Blood was also heavily censored.
By the way, I think that's been debunked. The gore is dependent on the graphic settings, right? As long as you have a beefy enough system, it'll show, you know, all the blood that's supposed to be there.
You know, in Baldur's Gate 3, you can have bear sex and freaking naked people, but God forbid Eve from Stellar Blade has a little bit of skin showing in her suit. Why can't we appreciate the art that ShiftUp worked so hard to implement into their game?
You know, I guess if the developer came out and said, look, this is not the game we designed. We wanted to have full nudity, but fucking Sony made us cover her asshole. I'd be like, okay, well, I guess there's an argument there, right? That's censorship. But it seems like these were just some minor changes that were made prior to the release of the game. Tiny little costume changes. I think there probably is a problem with censorship in games and like developers thinking, we don't want to piss anyone off, so we're not going to do XYZ. I mean, there's an argument there, but this ain't it. And boy, Jesus Christ, all of these gamers in this compilation, they look exactly how you'd imagine.
I'm sick and tired of censorship in the greatest country that's ever existed, the United States of America. And I'm also sick and tired of the culture hating gamers and treating all video gamers like they're worthless, straight white male incels living in their mom's basement.
This guy is filming in the darkest goddamn room. It's so funny. He's like, you just see his head in a sea of darkness, almost as if he's in a basement in his parents' house.
But then they get mad when lesbians can't get their big-tittied women in video games, or they're mad that the gender doesn't line up. Support this petition.
I just want to point out here that I have not played this game, and if I'm totally wrong, if you guys have Stellar Blade and you're part of this whole... call in! I have to believe that I'm missing something. I'm missing something here.
Considering the fact that we live in a anti-white, woke, anti-straight male... world that we live in.
By the way, this is someone who is not white saying this. he's obviously ethnic. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I want to sign this petition just to stick it to the DEI crowd, the DEI mafia, because isn't Stellar Blade considered protected under works of art, and works of art are protected under the First Amendment?
Somehow he's bringing DEI into this, which is really about, I mean, isn't DEI about like hiring companies hiring minorities? And okay, whatever. Here's the next idiot. We're only halfway through this video. I can't play the whole thing. I got a link to it on the show notes. You have to see these morons.
Hey, Sony, I want you to take off the censor off the games.
Take off censor in games!
Stellar Blade, because I'm looking forward to play this game as well, because my game won't be here until Wednesday from the mail, and I want things to change and what's going on around the world.
Durr, okay. These are people who voluntarily recorded videos in support of this petition.
Sony, this means war. Woke mob, this means war. Grums, you have my sword and you have my shield. So let's get this ball rolling and let's finally hashtag free Stellar Blade.
This guy is ready to bleed for Stellar Blade. Let's go to war.
Let's end this. God bless.
I honestly could watch these all fucking day. These are so great.
They're only doing this because they think that Asian grown women look like children, and it's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's not their fault the way they look. They're still adults. And
it's a loophole. It's legal. Show me those tiny Asian titties.
The type of stuff they show in other games, man. Full frontal nudity. It's messed up, man.
He's just mad because it's never Asian nudity.
Free Stellar Blade.
What a cause to be united for. I mean, I've never seen such an outpouring of support for something ultimately so minor.
Shipped up, please help.
Please send help. I don't feel safe. Isn't this, I mean, this is the exact opposite of what the guy in the first video we played was talking about. Aw, the woke mob crying over a video game. Get over it!
Stellar Blade continues to break the minds of the woke games journalists out there, and it's only going to get worse.
Fast forward a few months to these same video gamers crying to the developer, please send help. We need provisions. We are weak. We are cold and frightened. We don't know what to do.
Please, 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 please help us.
He really wants a piece of netting taken off of a video game character's ass region.
Please bring it back. I've been streaming Stellar Blade for 2 days nonstop.
It's incredibly difficult to get off to.
My YouTube name is Le Romantique Chat Noir. I'm still streaming right now.
I'm sorry. What was that username again?
My YouTube name is Le Romantique Chat Noir. I'm still streaming right now.
I'm dead. So I'm sorry. Help. We have to move on. If you want to see the rest of these videos, I will post it on the show notes today. I'm losing my goddamn mind over this. It's so great.
The large-breasted Korean lady must be unclothed. Gamergate will win.
Yeah, I think that sums it up nicely. Moving on now. I don't know how to transition. Do you guys know, or do you guys remember Bruce's Food Reviews? This was a Pornhub channel, and I believe the character Bruce would just fuck food, sometimes jizzing in the food and then eating it afterwards. Well, the man, the legend, has returned. He has left Pornhub for greener pastures. He is now on Instagram. Here is one of his most recent posts.
Hey, baby, I'm so sorry I didn't text or call you today. I had a long day shooting feet pics for those Japanese guys. I love you so fucking much, Rachel. I miss you so motherfucking cocksucking much.
This is really a video for one person. This is just directed at Rachel.
Open your mouth. Good girl.
Wow, he hawked quite the loogie.
Now drink it like a good girl. Good night.
Uncle Bruce is back, baby. Actually, he goes by Uncle Ron now.
Good night, Instagram. I really wish an alien would sneak in my room and tongue fuck my rectum and call me the N-word. Good night, little N-words.
Not sure how to respond to that one. I guess it's best to just say good night, Uncle Ron. Now, my favorite video, this made me laugh out loud. I don't know.
Uncle Ron here. I'm just sitting in my favorite chair and wanted you to know that I got two fucking cocks, baby girl. One's for fucking and the other one's for fucking. And that's on fucking two little black butts at the same time, baby girl.
It's the back and black jump scare that made me laugh. Anyway, I was glad to find Bruce/Uncle Ron once again. If you want to follow him, he's on Instagram under the username Uncle Schlong. Also, I know it's a few months away, but, you know, people are always wondering what they could get me for my birthday. Uncle Ron is on Cameo. You can book a personal video for only $20. I would love for him to refer to me as baby girl. Talk about all the sick, depraved things he wants to do to me. All right, well, there you go. That's Uncle Ron. Moving on now. Mead is back with a new song for us all. Oh, what a treat. Yeah, this one I think was posted over the weekend and is titled Trad Wife. For those of you that don't know, you may have heard the term trad wife or trad and not know what it means. You're like, hey, is it something that the kids are saying? Like Riz? Are kids still saying Riz? No, they've replaced it with trad. Trad wife. Now, it's something I think incels coined. It's a shortening of the word traditional wife, trad wife, What is a traditional wife? Well, think back to the 1950s, when women acted the way they were supposed to. Waiting on their men, you know, getting their martinis ready for when they come home from work, getting their slippers on them when they walk through the door, all that bullshit, right? All right, so here is Mead's song, looking for a traditional or trad wife.
Hey, honey, I'm home. Supper's waiting, and she greets me with a smile. It's so.
By the way, Mead will never have this life. I mean, I hope Mead's listening, and I hope you understand. Listen to these words carefully. You will never have this, ever. You've got nothing a trad wife wants. You can dream about and fantasize that you will have this traditional woman who will stay at home, cook, clean, treat you like the master you are. But think about what a traditional wife gets in return. All right, there are women out there that want this life for themselves. They want to be a trad wife. But they get something out of that relationship too. A man who can take care of them. Guy goes to work, has a good job, can afford to pay for the house and all the bills and all that shit. And in return, the wife stays home, keeps everything tidy, cooks, cleans, all that bullshit. You have no way of supporting a traditional wife. You work at Chick-fil-A 3 days a week part-time, and your music career doesn't pay the bills. You get like, what, 3 gigs a year? One or two, they're not even like paying gigs? Give up this fantasy. Right? I mean, Mead, of all people, should be looking for a woman who is anything but a trad wife. You need to find a woman who's got an awesome job that makes a lot of money and can take care of you, because you can't take care of yourself. You can't pay to get your own car fixed. You got a GoFundMe account looking for handouts, something else Mead rails against. But it's acceptable when he does it. You know, the man is just contradiction after contradiction.
Good to be home. Think I'll sit and talk with her. For a while, she's dressed in pearls. Oh, what a girl, and I'm her guy. She really caught my eye. Looking for my trad wife. Trad life, that's the kind of life for me with my trad wife. Trad life, we will be so happy together.
Wow, this is a low effort song, isn't it? This is not one of Mead's top tier singles, for sure.
If she wants an antique, she won't have to get my permission.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very modern of you, Mead.
A little allowance each week.
Oh.
A cup of sugar is her life's ambition to make our...
So she gets an allowance, and she can do anything she wants with her money.
Life so sweet, and keep our bedroom neat, and she'll do it in style. She's got the hands of an angel, looking for my trad wife.
We're back to the chorus there. I just like hearing about Mead's idea of what life with his trad wife would be like.
A house in the suburbs, we won't have to lock the door.
No Negroes causing disorder, no illegals crossing the border. Just you and I living our life. I'm your man and you're my good old trad wife.
We'll pop out lots of kids.
Ew.
And be happy forevermore. And she'll be so sweet.
I'll make her beat my meat without consent. 'Cause she's my trad wife.
She will put slippers on my feet, and I'll read the paper, and I'll be her provider.
All right, you get the idea. That is Mead's new song, Trad Wife. Just Mead longing for the days of long ago, a time period Mead did not even exist in. He was like born in 1980 or something. I do like the theory put forth by one of my listeners. I think they called into the voicemail line theorizing that Mead is actually a time traveler from the 1800s. And he's not adjusting well to this time. That I buy. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. And I fucked up news right now. If you're not a Sideshow member, you missed a great show yesterday. It was Sideshow exclusive. Tomorrow's show is going to be Sideshow exclusive. Friday's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear them, you got to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Yeah, we're doing like 3 Sideshow exclusive episodes every week. Full-length episodes, by the way. Yesterday's show clocked in at over an hour. I ain't skimping over there. I'm giving you the good stuff. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Again, memberships are only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. If you happen to use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can sign up for Sideshow access right inside of those apps. Just a few taps, and you'll see all the Sideshow exclusive episodes appear right alongside the free episodes in your feed. So there's a bunch of different ways to get Sideshow access. For more information, check out SuperFreakSideshow.com. And don't forget, if you would like to support Distorted View even further, there's another way. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar over there. I urge you all to pledge at least 5. Why? Because it's more money for me, and I need it. But most importantly, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first. Also, I'm getting ready to send out sticker packs for free to anyone who wants them at the $5 level or more. I'll have more information on how to participate in that in the coming days, maybe next week or so. So be on the lookout for that. Patreon.com/distortedview. Sign up right now. All right, 3 very quick stories now. First up, see now, as someone who eats a lot of shit junk food, much of which comes from vending machines, I don't like this first story. I choose to believe that this didn't really happen. A 21-year-old woman employed by an airline experienced a severe medical emergency after drinking coffee from a vending machine. The good news, this happened in some shithole country. No, some island, Spanish island. Majorca or something, I don't know, in the Mediterranean. The incident took place on Monday when the woman, seeking a quick refreshment, purchased the coffee from the machine. Shortly after beginning to drink it, she noticed an unusual taste. That's when she decided to take a look at what, in fact, she was drinking. Upon closer inspection, she discovered the coffee was swarming with insects. One of my gayest traits is I squeal like a girl when it comes to insects. If I'm surprised, if something flying lands on me, I queer the fuck out. Especially if it's like on my body where I can't see it, like on the back of my neck or something. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, this is my normal voice way down here. But bug lands on me, I'm like, ow! It's embarrassing, but there's, you know, bugs are weird looking, you know, creepy. I can't imagine opening a coffee and just seeing hundreds of little bugs just crawling up the walls of the cup and like dead bugs floating in the coffee and shit. I'd have to go away for a while. We're talking mental institution. I would need some intensive therapy to get over that. If you're using a podcast app that supports chapter artwork, look at the chapter artwork. There you can see the bugs and the coffee, and that's just quite enough of that. As I said, the coffee was swarming with insects. The situation quickly escalated. Yeah, it gets worse when she went into shock, anaphylactic shock. Apparently, she's allergic to bugs like someone would be allergic to nuts. She suffered a severe allergic reaction where her face and skin experienced significant swelling and her airways began to close, making it difficult to breathe. Spanish news outlet Ultima Hora detailed that the affected individual was treated on the spot with adrenaline and additional medical support by the airport staff. Her condition necessitated an urgent hospitalization, and she was placed in the intensive care unit for a critical 36-hour period. I'm guessing some of those bugs were still alive in her system, eating her organs or something. After the necessary medical intervention, she was released from the hospital this past Wednesday. In the aftermath of this alarming event, her family took legal action. Good for them! They argue that the presence of insects in the coffee vending machine constituted a criminal offense against public health and could be seen as an act of reckless endangerment. Furthermore, they claim that the incident pointed to a lack of proper maintenance by the airport staff, yeah, which allowed the vending machine to become a health hazard. The airport management has since reacted by launching a thorough investigation. Hey, instead of a thorough investigation, how about a thorough cleaning of that coffee machine? Really sanitize that motherfucker. I'm talking, you know, chemicals, lye, UV, OxyClean, bleach, vinegar, all that shit. The company responsible for the vending machines at the airport has been directed to conduct a comprehensive inspection of all its machines to ensure such a hazardous oversight does not occur again. The proactive measure. Is it really proactive if they're only doing it after someone gets deathly ill? It's the opposite of proactive, really. This proactive measure aims to safeguard the health and safety of all airport patrons and prevent any future incidents of a similar nature. So there you go. Again, got to say, not a huge fan of that story. Second story we have for you. This one sounds like something we'd be featuring on the podcast. Like in a week or two when the body cam footage is released of this incident, I could see DV covering it. Rachel Lotus, a 21-year-old from Jericho, Long Island, was arrested after allegedly fleeing the scene of a fatal accident in a marked public safety vehicle. What exactly happened? Well, the incident occurred around 6:45 p.m. Tuesday on Hicksville Road in Massapequa. Authorities report that Lotus was driving a 2023 Kia southbound when she collided with a 2022 Nissan Altima traveling east. The driver of the Nissan, 64-year-old Cynthia Mitchell, succumbed to her injuries at the hospital, so she's dead. There's some vehicular manslaughter here. While a 46-year-old passenger received treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Following the accident, Monique Powell, a friend of Mitchell, expressed profound grief over the loss, emphasizing the impact on Mitchell's 18-year-old daughter, a college-bound honor student. An Oyster Bay public safety officer who was patrolling the area stopped to assist at the scene of the accident. During that time, Lotus allegedly entered the officer's vehicle and just sped away.
I do not want to deal with this bullshit. I feel like I'm going to get in trouble. I'm just going to skedaddle out of here.
The only issue, of course, is her own car is totaled after the accident. So how is she going to leave the scene? Oh, yes. Hijacking a police officer's car. You already killed someone, right? You're in deep trouble to begin with. So I don't know. Why not give this a shot? You might get away with it. The bigger the risk, the bigger the reward, right? Yeah, Lotus allegedly entered the officer's vehicle and drove away, later being found wearing the officer's jacket.
I'm a police officer now. I didn't kill anyone. I'm investigating someone killing someone.
She was apprehended shortly thereafter. Lotus faces multiple charges, as you might expect, including vehicular manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident, driving while intoxicated, and grand larceny. Like, what's the difference between larceny and theft? It's technically the same thing. You look up the word larceny in the dictionary and it's like, it literally says theft. So is there a difference between grand theft and grand larceny? Why isn't there a video game called Grand Larceny Auto? I have lots of questions. Amidst these allegations, a woman who identified herself as Lotus's future mother-in-law defended her to NBC New York, describing Lotus as a new mother exhausted from a long drive from Texas to New York. Oh, then by all means, kill as many people as you need to make it home. It's legal if it's on a long trip, I guess. Is that the argument here, you stupid bitch? She stressed that Lotus had no intention of causing harm. She did, however, have every intention of stealing that police officer's car and then adopting his identity. Further complimenting her defense, while in custody, Lotus informed police officers that she was not supposed to drink alcohol with her medication. She was arraigned on Wednesday with bail set at $250,000, although her attorney information was not immediately available. And finally today, freaks, in happier news, I've got a very exciting celebrity comeback to report on. No. Let's not get carried away. This person is not really a part of Hollywood. You don't get to be a part of the Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight segment. Still, this is a comeback of sorts. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to once again welcome to the stage, after an extended absence, our favorite lady, Katara Ravachi. She, of course, is the drag alter ego of George Santos, formerly of the government, now disgraced. Technically disgraced, although you can never disgrace someone who's shameless. According to Radar Online, controversial politician George Santos announced that he was pulling out his makeup and clothes to revive his drag queen persona, Katera Ravashi. I don't think George has ever, like before today, I don't think he ever really acknowledged to being Katera, right? Because when the story broke that he once performed drag down in Brazil or something, he was like, no, that wasn't me. Now, though, he's coming clean. He's going to do this all on Cameo, I guess. He wrote on Twitter, y'all weren't ready for this drop. I've decided to bring Katera out of the closet after 18 years. And he didn't just tweet the announcement. No, no, he recorded a little video as well.
Hey, you messy bitches. So Katera is coming out of the closet after 18 years. Thanks to all of you. So get ready because it's going to be very limited and it's going to be for a great cause. So if you want to get yourself a Katera Ravashi cameo, it is going to be super limited to a couple of days with the intent to raise money to support Tunnel to Towers Foundation. So get ordering because it's going to be fun.
Well, at least he's doing it for a good cause. Assuming Tunnel to Towers is a good cause. I hope it's not just something like a fake foundation that he has set up. According to Google, the Tunnels to Tower Foundation is a charitable organization founded in tribute to New York Fire Department firefighters. Okay, who were killed on September 11th. Sounds legit. The profile he has set up for Katera charges $350 per cameo or video, you know, video request. The move comes days after Santos quit his recent re-election bid. He realized there wasn't a lot of public interest, you know, in seeing him get back to Congress. As a matter of fact, he raised approximately $0. Absolutely no one donated to his campaign. Back in December, the former congressman announced that he was selling videos on Cameo. This is a great little side hustle. I think this is the only hustle for George Santos right now. He was kicked out of the House. I think he's been toying with the idea of starting a podcast because everyone has to have a fucking podcast. In January 2023, photos emerge of Santos in drag that was provided by a performer. A separate video made the rounds that showed Santos in drag. It showed him hanging out at a festival. At the time, he said, quote, the most recent obsession from the media claiming that I'm a drag queen or performed as a drag queen is categorically false. Except it turns out it wasn't. He did perform as a drag queen and he's doing it again, this time on Cameo. The media continues to make outrageous claims about my life while I'm working to deliver results. I will not be distracted nor fazed by this, he said at the time. Eventually, Santos sort of like backed off that total denial. He says, look, I wasn't a drag queen in Brazil. I was young and I was just having fun. It was just a fun thing. He literally said, sue me for having a life, salty cunts. I added that last part, but you know he was thinking it. Santos appeared to change his tune on being Katera and wants to lean into the persona to earn money on Cameo. Again, that's according to Radar Online. So there you go. That's what George Santos has been up to. Getting ready to apply those eyelashes, makeup, and wig so Katera Ravashi can work it once again. Serve face, girl. All right. There you go. That, my friends, is Short Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/distortedviewshow. You know, for years, listeners were bitching and moaning, Tim, bring back the post office box. Well, I want to send you something. Well, now I ain't getting shit anymore. After a good start, things have dried up considerably. So let me give out this post office box. Once again, I'm not saying you got to buy me something expensive. It's appreciated. But, you know, if you just want to send a letter, something you find funny, a card, whatever, send it my way. Distorted View, PO Box, PO Box 36268, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45236. Remember it. Write it down. If you forget it, it's on our show notes. I expect you guys to use it or lose it. You know, these post office boxes are not inexpensive anymore. Back when I got the first one, I think when I was living in Ashtabula or something, it was like $50 for a year. Now it's like $300 for 6 months. I mean, it is insane. How how the fuck did inflation hit mailboxes? Thanks, Biden. I'm going to get one of those I did that stickers. You know, the one where like Biden is pointing. You put them on gas stations. I'm going to put that on my post office box. And before I get stupid mail, I know Joe Biden had nothing to do with the prices of the post office box. Still, it's ridiculous. All right, let's play some voicemails here. Got a bunch of patrons. I'm sure I can make my way through this list. We got so many of them. I don't think we're going to finish them today or tomorrow. But by the end of the week.
Yes! I'm a big cock-smoking faggot. Now leave me alone. Jesus Christ. How stupid are you people? How many times have we gone over this? What more do you want me to say besides I love big black cocks in my mouth? I can't get enough of it. I'm cuckoo for big black uncircumcised smegma cocks. I love it.
I'm not sure why I lost my shit at that moment in time. I think because people were still questioning if I was really gay or if it was just a joke. Right. I can't believe this was a thing. But for a while, if you go back and listen to the voicemails in those early shows, people really thought I was straight. It was inconceivable that I could be a cock smoking fairy.
I don't know what it is like in states other than Ohio and California, because we also have an app where you just scan the fucking barcode and you don't have to do the scratchers.
Yeah. Super but easy.
Somehow, I feel like if I do that, then I'm guaranteed to lose.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like that too when I do the scratchies.
So I make myself go through the drudgery of the crossword or the bingo or... I mean, those are pretty much the ones that suck the most.
Yeah.
I might have a slight gambling problem, but I do...
I'm right there with you.
Keep it in check in that I only play each new game... until I win.
I used to only play the dollar scratchers because, like, if I had $5 or something, I'd be like, ooh, I get five scratchers, thinking, oh, the more I get out of the machine, the greater likelihood that one of them is going to be a winner. But then I met a real gambling addict who was like, no, don't waste your time on the $1 or even the $5. $10 is the absolute lowest denomination card you should be playing, or scratcher. There are more winners with the $10 and the $20. Now, when I say winner, you're only going to win like $5 or $10. You might make back what you bought the ticket for. But the more the card costs, right, the bigger the grand prize, which is always, you know, that's what gets your hopes up. Oh, my God, $1 million a year for life? Or whatever. Like, yes, I want that.
And by each new game, I mean only the ones that cost $1 to $5, because there's no fucking way I'm paying $20 for something that I know I'm going to fucking lose.
Okay, well, you're not a real gambling addict then.
Best scratcher game to come out, though, is the Pac-Man one, where you just kept scratching it off and until you ran into a ghost.
We didn't get that one. I'm jealous.
Hey, Timmy Boo, talk Snack Bones. Just listening to Cecil getting arrested down in Australia, and I can't help but think that this is actually Matt Merry's fucking long-lost father, the guy that plays Laszlo in What We Do in the Shadows.
I have not seen that show yet, but every time I see previews, it looks hilarious. I need to just start that.
A whole bunch of other really good stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you. I didn't catch the reference. Like, I didn't understand the reference because I haven't seen the show. But thank you for reminding me that I need to watch that.
Tim, it's Swing Toilet. I don't usually call in this quickly in succession, but the crackhead Barney chick. I love that whole thing.
Yeah, so let me explain this, because this was on a Sideshow exclusive episode. You may remember in the news, someone confronted Alec Baldwin, and you know, Alec Baldwin is a notorious hothead. They were out in New York City at like a coffee shop or something, and this person wanted Alec to say something in support of Palestine. And instead, Alec swatted her phone. That's crackhead Barney. Crackhead Barney then went on the Piers Morgan show, complete in crutches, a neck brace, a wig. She was in whiteface. She's a black woman. She actually was painted silver, but I think it was supposed to be white face. She had like a tank top on, but it was lifted up so her tits were exposed and her nipples were taped over. I shit you not. That's just what she looked like. Could you imagine what she said on that broadcast? Well, we went through the whole thing on the Sideshow exclusive episode. I think it was April 26th. So go ahead and sign up so you can listen to that show.
Number one, she deserved getting her phone slapped out of her hand. So that was Alec Baldwin actually being in the right, which is really funny because it's like the amount of bad pressure on that band. And he,
and I know.
Still turned out to look better than that. But that interview, that was... Yes, you're right. It is a gigantic waste of time, but it was fucking hilarious. Like that, yeah, it was great. about Meade's GoFundMe, I would give them some money, but I don't think he wants money from a race mix sodomite. So
yeah,
you know, it's no good for him there. So
he's against pervert marriage, but I'm sure he's not against pervert money being donated to him.
Oh, well. Guess I, a godless sinner.
Did we talk about this on the free side or the Sideshow exclusive episode? We learned that Meade actually has a working car. This is the bullshit that is Meade. He's got a working Ford. He just, he doesn't like it. It's not new. But technically, it's got four wheels and it runs. He doesn't need a new engine to get around. He can just drive around in his Ford. And as a matter of fact, someone else pointed out he doesn't even really want to get his engine fixed. He wants to buy a car with that money. I don't know if that's true or not. Let's look. Let's do a tally here. How's Meade's campaign going? It's been a week since Meade announced that he's raising money. And in that time, he has received the grand total of, drum roll, please, $0.00. Dun, 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 boom. I'm sure people will rally. Fans will rally around Meade towards the end of the campaign. That's how these things tend to go. Fear not, Meade. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
The large-breasted Korean lady must be unclothed.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or like wherever you can rate and review podcasts. Tomorrow's episode is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Does Trump bathwater make for good cock lube?
Of course it does. My bathwater is the best lube, probably the best lube ever made. Porn stars tell me it's better than their natural secretions. Can you believe that? My bathwater is better than pussy juice.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.